1 Samuel, chapter 2. And Hannah prayed, and said, My heart exults in Yahweh, my horn is exalted in Yahweh, my mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. There is none holy like Yahweh, for there is none besides you, neither is there any rock like our God. Don't talk any more so exceedingly proudly, don't let arrogance come out of your mouth, for Yahweh is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and those who stumbled are girded with strength. Those who were full have hired out themselves for bread, and those who were hungry have ceased to hunger. Yes, the barren has borne 7, and she who has many sons languishes. Yahweh kills, and makes alive, he brings down to Sheol, and brings up. Yahweh makes poor, and makes rich, he brings low, he also lifts up. He raises up the poor out of the dust, he lifts up the needy from the dunghill, to make them sit with princes, and inherit the throne of glory, for the pillars of the earth are Yahweh's, and he has set the world on them. He will keep the feet of his holy ones, but the wicked will be put to silence in darkness, for by strength no man will prevail. Yahweh, he will shatter the ones who contend against him, above him who contends he thunders in heaven, Yahweh will judge the ends of the earth, and he will give strength to his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. And Elkanah went to Ramah to his house. And the lad was ministering to Yahweh before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were base men, they didn't know Yahweh. And the custom of the priests with the people was that, when any man offered a sacrifice, the priest's attendant came, while the flesh was boiling, with a flesh hook of 3 teeth in his hand. And he struck it into the pan, or kettle, or cauldron, or pot, all that the flesh hook brought up the priest took with it. So they did in Shiloh to all the Israelites who came there. Yes, before they burned the fat, the priest's attendant came, and said to the man who sacrificed, Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have boiled flesh of you, but raw. And if the man said to him, They will surely burn the fat first, and then take as much as your soul desires, then he would say, No, but you will give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force. And the sin of the young men was very great before Yahweh, for they despised the offering of Yahweh, but Samuel ministered before Yahweh, being a lad, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover his mother made him a little robe, and brought it to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife, and said, Yahweh give you Elkanah seed of this woman in place of the petition which he asked of Yahweh. And they went to their own home. And Yahweh visited Hannah, and she became pregnant, and gave birth to 3 sons and 2 daughters. And the lad Samuel grew before Yahweh. Now Eli was very old, and he heard all that his sons did to all Israel, and how that they lay with the women who served at the door of the tent of meeting. And he said to them, Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings from all this people. No, my sons, for the report that I hear is not good, you make Yahweh's people to transgress. If a man sins against another man, God will judge him, but if a man sins against Yahweh, who will entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they didn't listen to the voice of their father, because Yahweh was minded to slay them. And the lad Samuel grew on, and increased in favor both with Yahweh, and also with men. And a man of God came to Eli, and said to him, Thus says Yahweh, Did I reveal myself to the house of your father, when, in Egypt, they belonged to the house of Pharaoh? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to go up to my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give to the house of your father all the offerings of the sons of Israel made by fire? Why do you kick at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honor your sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel my people? Therefore Yahweh, the God of Israel, says, I said indeed that your house, and the house of your father, should walk before me forever, but now Yahweh says, Be it far from me, for those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me will be lightly esteemed. Look, the days are coming, that I will cut off your arm, and the arm of your father's house, that there will not be an old man in your house. And you will see the affliction of my habitation, in all the wealth which God will give Israel, and there will not be an old man in your house forever. And the man of yours, whom I will not cut off from my altar, will be to consume your eyes, and to grieve your soul, and all the increase of your house will die as men before they become old. And this will be the sign to you, that will come upon your 2 sons, on Hophni and Phinehas, in one day they will die both of them. And I will raise myself up a faithful priest, that will do according to that which is in my heart and in my soul, and I will build him a sure house, and he will walk before my anointed forever. And it will come to pass, that everyone who is left in your house will come and bow down to him for a gerah of silver and a loaf of bread, and will say, Put me, I pray you, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a morsel of bread.